Welcome to Talking Baloney.
Calvin Coco Pop.
This is Bucci.
Oh, gosh.
What is going on?
No script allowed.
What are you, some kind of bot? Come on, people.
Oh, yeah.
A pickle, you gotta give him a pickle, right?
I want to be a movie star.
Wow, that sounds so interesting.
Fresh and quick.
Pudgy.
Part of the Baloney Nation.
Jim DZ.
You guys still there?
Hey. What's going on, big guy?
That's you're Jim Teasy.
Hey,
I'm the big guy.
That's a big guy.
Yeah, that's how this works.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
You're over there.
Hey. Man. Yes.
So welcome to Talking Baloney live on YouTube. What are we doing today, Jim?
I think we're going to talk a little one-hit wonders from the 80s or something like that, right?
Yeah. One-hit wonders of the 80s.
That's me.
That is kind of you.
Yeah, one hit wonder.
So what happened is VH1 did a list. 100 greatest one hit wonders. And they did it in 2009.
Okay.
So I figured it's about time we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're a little decade behind the times, but.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because what's the first couple of songs you think of with one hit wonders? You are Mr. 80s, 90s.
You know what's funny? I know they had more than one song, but I would say the Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Okay.
Because I've only heard that one song by them. That's it.
Yeah. I think they might show up on this list.
I can't remember if the year is correct, but I would say Return of the Mac. There was a song out. I can't remember the artist's name, but the song was called Return of the Mac.
Okay.
And he was definitely a one-hit wonder. Like, that was the only song he heard for like a whole summer, and then nothing.
And it's been kind of debated, this list. I read some of the comments, which you know how fun that is on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Comments. There are people on this list who have more than one song, but they are on here for whatever reason. So it's going to be interesting when we go through it. We'll debate whether some of these are actually one-hit wonders.
We're going to have to do a show one day on the writers for VH1 because
who the hell wrote this crap? Yeah.
How did you get a job? And they pay you for that.
Oh, wow. Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The
other thing I thought would be interesting is I'm going to give you the song title. And you're going to guess who the artist is.
Oh, bring it.
Yeah.
That's
your jam.
That's my strawberry jam.
So, all right. How do you want to do this? Start at 100 or start at number one?
Let's go to 100.
We'll start at the bottom. So I'll give you the artist.
Okay.
No, I'm going to give you the song title.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're a Friend of Mine. That's a song title.
Phone a friend.
You know what? I think after this one, I'm going to give you the artist name.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, it'll be funnier if I give you the artist name, because some of these people do have more than one song.
Okay.
So let's start over. Clarence Clemons.
You have a friend of me.
No. You're a Friend of Mine.
Ah, that's it. Damn it.
That was with Jackson Browne. I can't think of that song at all. Any idea?
No.
Did you know Clarence Clemons did like music on his own?
I did not. Well, you know what? He was the guy that played in the E Street Band, right?
Yeah.
I did know he did some songs by himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
99. The artist is Michael Damian.
Michael Damian. Well, I'm failing miserably.
We did start at the bottom.
We might have to skip the top, the 40 above. Let's just go top 50.
Rock On is the song.
Rock On. Oh, that was the... who was those guys? The two youngsters that were in it from back in the 80s. Damn it. One of them died, and one of them, they're in the Goonies.
What are you talking about?
Because I think they appeared in the video.
Oh.
Because that song was featured in one of their movies. I think it was in the License to Drive movie with Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, I believe. And that song was featured in that movie.
Okay. That's pretty good if that's accurate.
I didn't know who the artist was, but you know what? Damn it, I know what movie it was in. Anywho.
Yeah. So I'm just looking that up. So,
pretty sure it was featured on the License to Drive soundtrack.
You know, what's interesting is, it was featured in the teen film Dream a Little Dream.
Ooh.
Starring Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Yes.
So you are so close.
Damn it.
That's like half credit. That is pretty close.
The fact that I knew the two actors and they're in a movie together.
Yeah. And if you're going to do one-hit wonder movies, License to Drive would kind of fit that.
Yeah.
Because who the hell remembers Dream a Little Dream? Number 98 is Buckner and Garcia. Yeah,
I have no idea who this is.
Pac-Man Fever.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I never got into that.
No? It wasn't driving you crazy?
I like the Pac-Man game.
But okay.
The Pac-Man Fever song was never my jam.
I'm shocked.
It's like that song "Get Ready to Rumble" when that used to come on the radio too, like "Get Ready to Rumble." And I'm like, I don't get it, man. Why is everybody getting all hype over that?
How about "Will to Power" at number 97?
Oh, now they had more than one song though.
Here we go. Then this is what we're talking about. So if they had more than one song. They probably don't deserve to be on this list, but what would you say is on this list?
I don't remember their songs.
Oh. Baby, I Love Your Way.
Baby, I Love Your Way. Yeah, but that was only... I disagree with this list now, because they definitely had more than one song.
And yeah, I think we're going to find that.
Mm-hmm.
How about number 96, The Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Oh, Tough Enough.
That's right. You knew that one.
But that was the craziest video ever, too, because the video was like these muscle-bound dudes all oiled up, like hitting sledgehammers on stuff for no reason.
Didn't WWE copy that for Pile Driver?
Yes.
Wow. Now, number 95 is Midnight Oil.
Mm.
And this is a group that I know has more than one song.
Huh.
And I think this is a problem with the list is some of these, they must be going from like the pop list.
Uh-huh.
Some of these groups are like alternative and they probably have a lot of hits on the alternative list.
I was going to say, cause Will to Power kind of crossed over too.
Yeah.
I don't know who this one is.
Beds Are Burning.
How can we sleep with beds are burning? Yeah, sorry, I got it'll come to me.
Club Nouveau.
Oh, Lean on Me.
Oh, yeah.
How can you? An iconic song of the 80s.
Yes.
Kind of when the new movie, you know, Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman came out, it kind of got a little renewed luster.
And this was a terrible version of Lean on Me.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like the original.
No.
Not even close.
Very 80s. Number 93, LA Guns.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
The Ballad of Jane.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. I know. Remember this song.
Okay.
Ballad of Jane.
That's it. Number 92 is Frank Stallone.
Oh, that's Sylvester Stallone's brother.
It is.
He did have a couple CDs.
He had a lot of music. He's still making music.
Why?
The idea that he only has one hit. Well, I mean, that's actually probably accurate. I don't even know if this is a hit.
Don't know it.
Far From Over.
His career's far from over, making these CDs that no one's listening to. Ask your brother for a loan already. My God.
You know, when you watch Stallone movies, like movies that Stallone directed, Frank Stallone always has a song on the soundtrack. He's on the Rocky soundtrack.
Is he?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's on the Over the Top soundtrack.
I guarantee it.
I'm going to have to check now.
I think he's on Rambo. He does that song, "Oh Rambo, what are you doing?" Number 91 is Gloria Loring and Carl Anderson.
Oh, I know this, but I don't remember the name of the song.
Gloria Loring, I believe, is a soap opera actress.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Friends and Lovers.
Friends and Lovers. Mm-hmm.
Number 90 is Haircut 100.
I have no idea who that is.
Love Plus One. I don't know. Number 89 is Rodney Dangerfield.
Wait, the comedian Rodney Dangerfield? Yeah. It's got to be a song about getting no respect.
He had a whole CD.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wait, Rodney Dangerfield sang on a CD?
Well.
Or did he just do a lot of, hey, I can't get no respect?
Well, I tell you. He did a song called Rappin' Rodney.
I do not know this at all. I did not know it.
All right. This is another weird thing about this list. There are a lot of celebrities on this list, which I guess if you are a celebrity and you release something, chances are it's not going to be good, so you're not going to have more than one hit.
They're just celebrities, so they get to throw out any crap that sticks against the wall.
88 is Nick Kershaw. And wouldn't it be good if we knew who Nick Kershaw was?
Wouldn't it? Have no idea.
87 is Vixen.
Interesting.
Edge of a Broken Heart. Don't know. 86, Patrice Rushen. Forget me nots.
Yeah, no idea.
85, Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers.
Okay. Don't know.
Tomorrow People. 84, The Church.
This list is great.
I cut it down from the top 1,000. So that would have been fun.
I have no idea who the hell this is.
Under the Milky Way. Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
83, Paul Lekakis.
Who?
I don't know. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. I think VH1's having fun with this. These are just made up songs.
I think VH1's on crack.
How about number 82, Red Rider? Lunatic Fringe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Dean Ambrose?
It is. 81 is Josie Cotton. I don't even think I can say the title. So if you don't know it, we'll just skip that.
Well, skip it. I don't even know who the hell that is.
Number 80, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that party song.
Oh, yeah. What's the title?
Party All the Time?
Yeah.
I thought Eddie Murphy had more than one song.
Oh, he released more than one song.
Oh, okay.
Hits? I don't know. 79, Alana Miles.
Black Velvet.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 78, Aldo Nova.
Okay. I'm going to know. As soon as you say the song, I'm going to know it.
Fantasy.
Yep, didn't know it.
You still have Sirius XM, right?
Yeah, they never let me cancel it. Matter of fact, I've added it to Melody's new car. It doesn't go away. They only give you the option to transfer it.
And the channel you listen to is usually the 80s?
80s.
Yeah.
90s.
Number 77, General Public. Tenderness.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Number 76, J.J. Fad.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
These even real singers, the VH1 just make this list up.
It's going to be fun when you go home tonight and you like Google all these. Supersonic? No?
Nope.
Mm-mm. How about Bertie Higgins at 75? Key Largo.
Oh, of course.
Number 74, Information Society.
Oh, this I don't know either.
Oh, what's on your mind? Yeah. I'm trying to go as fast as we can to get through these. Number 73, Paul Hardcastle.
Oh, of the Hardcastle brothers.
Yes. He did a song called 19.
Oh.
I actually think that's the song about the Vietnam War. Like, maybe. I don't know. You had to be like 19.
Hopefully I strive better in the top 50.
72, Swing Out Sister.
Oh, Breakout.
Yes.
There we go.
Number 71, another actor, Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner.
Soap opera actor.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All I Need. I think you would know that. That's in your
it's in my wheelhouse.
Peter Cetera vein of music.
Okay.
Number 70 is Harold Faltermeyer, which is interesting if you know his name. He's
on all the Top Gun soundtracks and stuff like that.
He does scores. He did the score for Fletch.
Ooh.
And this song is from his hit Beverly Hills Cop. That music.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Hey. And the title is XLF on that.
Mm-hmm.
T'Pau at 69.
Oh, T'Pau. No idea.
Heart and Soul.
Yep.
We got a call coming in. I think that's you.
Sorry, caller. Can't take that call right now. We're live.
But if you did want to call, you should be calling 585-484-1770.
Yeah, how the hell did you get my phone number, caller?
You're calling the wrong number.
Man, that number, I thought I put the unlisted underneath the number at the Sheets bathroom wall. What?
All right. I thought the show was going bad, but not that bad. Number 68 is Peter Schilling.
Mm.
You should know this one.
Nope.
Major Tom.
Oh. I'm coming home. Pretty sure that's part of the lyric in that.
4, 3, 2, 1. Yes. Earth below us.
Yes. I'm coming home.
Number 67 is Martika.
Oh, Toy Soldiers.
You got that, brother.
Boom.
Number 66 is the Jeff Healey Band.
Ooh. Angel Eyes?
Angel Eyes.
Uh-huh.
Now, would you say the Jeff Healey Band had more than one song?
Yes. And didn't that song come out like we were in junior high school?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I remember them playing that a lot at our dances, you know, where everybody's still 10 feet apart from each other.
I also think Jeff Healey Band, weren't they in Roadhouse? Weren't they like the band playing in Roadhouse?
I think so.
It might be a different movie.
Is Jeff Healey blind?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yes. Then it would be the band in Roadhouse, I think. Right. I don't know. Jeff, if you're not blind, I'm sorry.
Hey, we don't do research.
Yeah, we don't.
We'll find out later. Or Aunt Paula will correct us.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll write in.
If she does, she's going to have a ton of stuff this week. Number 65, Boomtown Rats.
Oh, nope.
I don't like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays either.
We'll think about it. Robbie Dupree at 64. Oh, you should. This is a good one. It's a good song.
I should know this too. I don't know it.
Steal Away.
Oh, it's not. It's in the Ron Burgundy. Yes.
Juice Jones at 63.
Yeah.
The Rain.
Mm-hmm.
62 is XTC. XTC is a big like punk band, alternative.
Okay.
I can't believe they only have one song. Mm-hmm. And I don't know any of their songs. So Dear God is the name of that one.
Dear God, is this over?
How about EU at 61?
Oh, the European Union.
Yeah. This is a title that you say all the time.
Oh, crap.
Even if you just say like some of the normal words you say in a regular, you probably say it every 5 minutes. The butt was the answer.
The butt.
Number 60 is New Shoes.
Oh.
N-U-S-H-O-O-S. I can't wait.
I can't wait for New Shoes either.
The Outfield at number 59?
I know the song.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker, Dreadful. Is that that song?
I don't know what that was.
Your Love.
Yes.
And that was the beginning of that song.
Okay.
Not that high-pitched or whatever, obnoxious, but, you know, they're a lot more in tune than I am.
All right, so we are up to number 58.
Right.
I think so far you've guessed about four right.
Okay.
Maybe five.
Five.
But we're getting into the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah.
Don Johnson.
Oh. Damn it, I know the song, and I can't freaking remember it.
Heartbeat.
I'm looking for a heartbeat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
just like Don. Jermaine Stewart at 57.
Don't know it.
We don't have to take our clothes off.
We don't have to take our...
Yep, that's it. You got it.
Yeah.
Number 56, one of my favorite songs, Till Tuesday.
Damn it, I know this.
She's in the movie theater and, like, screaming the song. Voices Carry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 55 is Johnny Kemp.
Johnny Kemp.
And he's all excited because he just got paid.
Just got paid. It's Friday night.
How about 54? Christa Berg.
Christa Berg. Don't know it.
Lady in Red.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I thought you would know that one.
Yeah.
Number 53, I'm going to say this is a novelty song by Taco.
Oh. Taco. Taco Tuesday.
Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, jeez.
Number 52 is Mary Jane Girls in My House. I don't know. 51, though, is After the Fire.
After the Fire.
This would be a Russian-sounding song.
Don't know it.
De Commissar.
Hmm.
Nina Cherry at 50.
Nina Cherry. Hmm. No, know it.
Buffalo Stance. I don't know. I should have really reviewed this list before the show.
Who the hell are these people?
They're one-hit wonders, Jim. How about Phil Collins with Philip Bailey?
It's got to be to a movie.
Okay.
I only know Phil Collins doing duets with ladies, though.
I don't know if it's really a duet so much. It's a Philip Bailey song that Phil Collins is on.
Huh.
Philip Bailey was a member of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm lost.
Easy Lover.
No way.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's a Phil Collins song, though. VH1 is... They need to do open up random drug testing again on VH1 because they're definitely.
Song was a number one hit. Wow. How about that? Number 48 is Yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, oh.
Oh, geez. It's also featured in a movie.
A couple.
It's, yes.
I think that's in like four movies.
It's like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah. It's pow, pow.
Oh, yeah.
It's on some TV commercials. It's they're probably making more money off royalty checks than they were when that song came out.
You might be onto something. That might be the most famous in terms of pop culture references out of any of these songs. Mm-hmm. It is everywhere. Pretty Poison's at 47.
I don't know it.
Catch Me, I'm Falling.
Catch Me, I'm Falling. Do, 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 do.
So I feel like you do know all these songs.
I kind of know. I know them after the fact. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Now I'm looking stupid.
Well, you know, we're doing this to go over these songs. It wasn't really about making you guess, but I just thought, why not? What else are you going to say about Catch Me, I'm Falling?
Yeah, I mean, really.
Georgia Satellites at 46.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it.
Bear down, down, and keep your hands to yourself. Yeah. Thank God we're not listening to these songs.
But I don't think they were a one-hit wonder.
I don't think so either. To me, that's probably like a crossover again, right?
Mm-hmm.
They probably are a big hit on country or something.
Yeah, they had more than one song on the radio.
Robbie Neville?
Oh. Damn it. I'm going to know it as soon as you say it.
C'est la vie.
Don't know it.
Wall of Voodoo.
Oh.
Easy.
No idea.
Mexican radio.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Shannon at 43.
Oh. Nope.
Let the music play.
Dance the night away. Yep.
42 is Timbuk 3.
Oh. That must have came out after Timbuk 2.
It did. I don't think Timbuk 2 had a song as good as this one, though.
I don't know.
The future's so bright.
I gotta wear shades.
You gotta wear shades. you want to keep going?
I'm pretty sure the Max Headroom song's gonna be on here at some point, right?
Number 41 is Billy Vera.
Don't know who that is.
I don't know. At this moment.
Oh.
Number 40, The Bugles. The Bugles.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. 39 is Matthew Wilder.
Uh-oh,
I got to keep on moving.
Ain't not going to break my stride.
Ain't not going to fall. Uh-oh.
I wish this show was over.
That's good. True.
Yeah.
38 is Bruce Willis.
Oh, this was his moonlighting song thing that he was doing there.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Because we did like two episodes on him.
Uh-huh. Most people won't admit that they have this.
Yeah, you have it, right?
I had his music.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What was the title?
I don't know.
Respect Yourself.
Yes. He plays the harmonica on it.
Oh, I would like to see video proof of him not playing the harmonica at some point.
Because
he does it all the time.
Yeah.
It's his thing.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
Almost better than some of his latest movies.
Almost. Lips Incorporated.
Oh, yeah. Don't know.
Funky Town.
Take you to Funky Town.
Number 36 is The Weather Girls.
It's Raining Men.
Yes. Number 35, Tom Tom Club.
Tom Tom Club.
Genius of Love.
Ah, good. I didn't know that one.
The Waitresses at 34.
I should know this song, and I don't.
I know what boys like.
Yeah.
The Waitresses definitely had...
More than one song.
A Christmas song that was a huge hit.
Really?
Yeah. Wrapping paper or something like that? I'm not on trial here.
We want the truth.
How about John Waite?
And Missing You.
There you go.
And he had way more than one song on the radio.
Yeah. VH1. They're just clueless over there.
That's why nobody watches them anymore.
Are they still on? Do they have a channel?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if they do or not.
What is on VH1 these days? Is it just... Basketball Wives and stuff like that.
We're going back to the beach show. I don't know. One of those reality shows of some sort.
How about a Quarter Flash at 32?
Don't know.
I'm going to harden my heart.
I'm going to swallow my tear. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, caller.
Wait, call. Here we go.
Caller calling in again.
Hotline. Hit it. 31 is Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, don't worry, be happy.
Exactly. Bobby McFerrin is like a jazz musician, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He probably has tons of hits in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
But VH1 thinks he only has this one song. The Vapors.
I'm probably going to know it as soon as you say it.
Japanese.
Oh, yes. I know the song.
Boy, the 80s had some bad songs.
Yeah.
Madness. I would go on record and say Madness has 20 hit songs, but they only...
Is this Our House?
Yeah, it is Our House.
In the middle of the street, Our House, where we like to play and eat. Our House.
I'm telling you, you can't write better lyrics. You can try. You're never going to match that. It is our castle and our... John Parr at 28.
It's got to be the St. Elmo's Fire song.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely a one-hit wonder.
He's got a lot of songs out there, and he just put out a brand new CD, too.
John Parr?
Yeah. And he still tours.
In the world. Stacey Q is 27.
Ah, damn it. I probably know this.
Two of Hearts?
Two of Hearts. I need
whatever. Cutting Crew at 26.
Oh. This was definitely out when we were in junior high school.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, though.
I just dying in your heart tonight.
Oh, yes. Yep. Another 80s.
Yeah. This next one, Musical Youth. I didn't know that was their name, but I definitely know the song. Pass the Ducci.
Oh, yes.
Side.
That was Musical Youth?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, interesting.
Edie Brickell
and the New Bohemians.
They've definitely got more than one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know. And if you know what I mean, something, something.
What I am.
Yes, that's the song.
Number 23 is Eddie Grant.
Oh.
Now I've got a bone to pick with VH1 because Eddie Grant does the theme song to Romance in the Stone, which is an awesome song. And it's not the one listed here. So further proof he's got more than one hit.
Electric Avenue.
Correct.
Yes. I know the song.
Michael Sambello at 22.
Don't know him.
Maniac.
What, from Flashdance?
I don't know. I thought that was a woman.
So nigh.
Yeah. So I've mentioned VH1, this list, people with more than one song. And number 21, they have Twisted Sister.
They have way more than one song.
Way more.
It's got to be either We're Not Going to Take It.
It's We're Not Going to Take It.
They had Leader of the Pack at one point, their remake they did, which was like.
Yeah.
In a top 20 at one point, I think.
I think that We're Not Going to Take It, that album had at least three.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Rockwell is number 20.
I know this. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I think they had a little bit of a voiceover from Michael Jackson in that too, didn't they?
Michael Jackson was doing the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is probably why that was a hit.
Yeah. Hey. Whoa. Wow.
What the hell?
Technical difficulties.
Number 19 is Dead or Alive.
Don't know it.
You spin me
round. Right round, baby, right round. Like right a record be. Player. Okay, yeah, I got it now.
Well, you definitely had that. Just 20 more minutes. Number 18, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Rob Bass, I know the song. It takes two to make a thing go right.
It takes two. Yes. It only takes one hit, though, to make this list.
But Rob Bass had more than one hit.
Did he?
Yes.
Really?
He did.
Oh, okay.
And I think he crossed over, too.
Well, that's probably what this is. Mm-hmm. This is probably like the crossover again.
VH1, again, not doing their homework.
Yeah.
Or any research.
And you got to hate people who don't do research.
Yeah.
Number 17 is Men Without Hats.
The safety dance.
Yes. That was the quickest one you've gotten. I love that song, but for the life of me, I would have never guessed Men Without Hats.
It's on satellite radio like every half hour.
Well, there's your reason to keep it.
Yeah. We can dance if we want to.
Number 16 is Nina.
I should know this.
You probably know it by its original German title.
Mm.
99 Luftballons.
Yes.
Number 15 is Devo.
Whip It.
Yeah. But Devo's got more than one hit.
Yeah.
Come on.
You must whip it.
If a pebble comes along.
You must whip it.
Number 14 is Big Country.
I know this song. Damn it. I can't remember it right now.
If it helps, the title contains their name.
In a big country.
You got it.
I know the song.
Number 13 is a classic, Thomas Dolby.
Hmm. Don't know this one.
She Thomas blinded Dolby. Me with science. Yes. That's the song.
Yep.
This next one is number 12. It's Animotion. It's a song featured heavily in WWE wrestling.
Saturday night's main event.
Yes.
I will have you. I will find a way.
Obsession.
Yes.
Yes.
Like a butterfly.
Bam, 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 bam. You just hear that song. Yeah. All you see is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. It's always...
Gary Numan at number 11.
Oh, good old Gary Numan.
Yeah, you know him.
Don't remember his song.
Cars.
Oh.
Yeah. Frankie Goes to Hollywood at number 10.
Oh, that was...
Oh, come on.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Damn, I can't remember the song.
Relax.
Oh, don't do it. Well, you ought to go do it. I always thought that was Duran Duran.
It does sound like Duran Duran. Maybe that's his problem. He was ripping off Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Kaji Gugu.
Oh, Kaja Gugu. Or Jaga Gugu.
I will admit I probably mispronounced that, but
I know this song and I can't remember it, and it's on satellite radio all the time.
Yeah. Too shy shy hush hush shy shy. Too shy shy. Shy.
Hush hush.
I don't know what they're saying, but
me neither.
I hate that song. Bow Wow Wow at number 8.
Bow Wow Wow Yippee Yo Yippee.
That would be One Hit Wonders of the 90s. This is I Want Candy.
I Want Candy. Yeah, I remember the song.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Oh, hate it.
Trash.
What do you hate more? I Want Candy or Too Shy Shy?
I mean, if I was on an island, I'd ask for no radio.
Well, you would want a radio because number 7 you got to listen to because it's Modern English.
This is their...
This is a... Yeah.
It's a slow song.
Kind of slow, and it pops up in a lot of candy commercials.
Hmm.
I Melt With You.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 6 is Tony Basil.
Oh, that's Mickey.
Yeah. such an obvious that she is the cover girl for this episode.
Yep, I see that.
Number five, Soft Cell.
I know the song.
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
Tainted Love.
Oh, Tainted Love. Yep, got it.
Number four, Tommy Two Tone.
8675309. The most yes. popular phone number in all of the world.
How many times have you called it?
Never.
Never?
I don't think I've ever called it. Dial it's got to right be somebody's now. Number.
Dial it right now.
You know they're going to answer and be like, who the F is this? Why do you keep calling me?
All right. Connect your phone to the soundboard with Bluetooth and then let's dial.
Oh, wait. No, it does ring. It does ring to them, doesn't it?
Let's try it.
Let's do it. Hang on. All right. Bluetooth is on.
All right. Are you connected?
Oh. Caster Pro, here we come.
Here we go.
We're going live. We're calling Tommy Two Tone right now on the air.
All right. You're connected.
It's okay. Let's do it.
Do you remember the number?
I'm trying to find the keypad on the stair thing. Is it 607?
Oh, I think what you pick for the area code will be a deciding factor. Or you just dial it without the area code.
8675309.
Yep. Ask for Jenny.
Is the area code 60? Am I dialing the right area code?
I don't. Did you dial?
Here you go.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement for Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement for
Jenny, who can I turn to?
What's up, Verizon? Why are you blocking the call? It didn't work?
Yeah. No area code?
I don't know Jenny's area code.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Try 555.
Is that it?
Why not? It's always good, right?
Hey, you know what? I got an idea. 8675309. Area codes. Okay, here we go. 8675309 is an active phone number in dozens of countries and counties. It's called by a lot of curious people. He gets about 40 phone calls a day. The guy actually lives in Weehawken, New Jersey.
Wow.
And the area code is actually 201.
All right.
And he'd appreciate if people would stop calling him.
Does it say that? Jeez. What about if you're a podcast? Does it say specifically if you're a podcast you shouldn't call?
It actually says, I really do appreciate
he likes when podcasts call.
No, he really appreciates if people would stop calling him.
What? I don't know. You should call and make sure. Hey, is it true you don't like people calling? That would be your first question.
All right, we're probably not going to call him.
Okay, darn it. There goes our whole show.
Damn it.
How about number three, AHA?
Take On Me.
Yeah.
And they had more than one hit at that time.
I would definitely say so. They actually did a James Bond song, right?
Yeah. And their video is famous, but they actually had more than one.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So there's two spots left.
Okay.
Do you want to take any guesses?
No, because my one guess was that we went over it.
Yeah, that was like number 40 or something.
I was going to go Mickey, too, with a Tony Basil one, but...
That would have been close. That was number six.
Yep.
Number two is Flock of Seagulls.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the song, but I know Flock of Seagulls.
I Ran.
Oh, I Ran.
So Far Away.
So Far Away. And I Ran.
Yeah.
Why did he say, and I Run?
Well, in the proper sentence structure, I Ran So Far Away. You wouldn't say I run so far away. That would be like...
Because Iran is so far away. It's another continent.
Yeah. His follow-up song, Iraq, didn't go so well.
He has a thing for Iran and Iraq, doesn't he?
Number one, Jim. I think you would guess this. It is a definite one-hit wonder. It was a huge boon for the denim industry, the video. Specifically like dungaree overalls.
Cotton Eye Joe.
No.
Damn it.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, Come On, Eileen.
Yeah.
That was a one-hit one. God, yeah. I'm not buying it.
You think they had more than one song?
I don't know. Let's check Google.
Call them. Call Juan in New Jersey. What was his name?
Dexy's. What the hell were they called again? Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Yeah.
I don't know what that Google's going to find on that one. Dexy Midnight. Okay.
We did have a YouTube comment that came in during our broadcast today.
Okay.
Someone said, science! So, thanks for watching.
Thank you. Thanks for watching.
I can't believe you're not calling the guy from Jersey.
First off, it looks like they had quite a run.
Dexy's?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, first off, the picture's kind of freaky, but, I mean, they look like some out of a horror movie, like a wrong turn kind of a thing.
Oh, big time.
Hmm. Well, I mean, hey, haven't heard from you since.
All right, so you didn't share any information, but I'll tell you that they did have huge number of songs chart in the UK. Come On, Eileen was their only U.S. hit, but they had six top 20 songs in the UK.
There. So, again, VH1 not doing any research or homework.
You know what VH1 did? They said, we're only looking at the U.S., and you just can't do that nowadays.
No.
You got to be global. You got to think world politics and domination.
And this, they're just hiring these interns to come in and, you know, they're not paying them anything, probably.
Oh, no.
You know, hey, throw that something at the wall and see what sticks, and we're going to call that a show.
It's funny you say that, because they did make a hour-long special out of this topic. 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders.
Yeah.
We've done 48 minutes so far, so you know, pretty good.
Holy shnikes.
All right. It's Baloney Nation time.
Mm-hmm.
We got a comment and question here.
Okay.
First up. Aunt Paula writes,
oh, jeez.
Since it's been a while for a correction, here it is. Jim Deasy, it's Progresso Soup, not Campbell's.
What was the question we're correcting?
I think you were making fun of the way she eats or something.
Oh. Well, how am I going to know what you eat, if it's Progresso or not?
Well, now you know. It's Progresso.
Hey, it's Progresso, Aunt Paula.
Now, the last time we went live, we were on Facebook Live as well.
Uh-huh.
And we had one person who commented.
Okay.
So let's take a look at this. It's a rar, hello, the Butchman is watching, rar.
Rar.
You know what? That's to the Butchman, I just got to say, that comment's too heavy for our show.
Yeah, we try not to do politics here, Butchman.
Or religion.
Yeah.
And we just really...
I think that's cutting it too close.
Way too close.
try to stick to the topic at hand. I think we were talking about zombies. What's with the rar?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
We don't talk politics. Anywho.
Yep. Well, that's our show.
It's a great show.
Aren't you glad you drove up here an hour and a half for this?
You know what? We got it. We do have to let people know we are doing a live.
Oh, hold up our prop. There it is. Hopefully this Sunday.
Yep.
We're going to be live, and we're going to do Dungeons and Dragons. This is the Stranger Things edition
starter set.
Yeah, it's a starter set because we're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, we have played Dungeons & Dragons once in our life.
Yes, we played for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were kicked out of the house, pretty much. Not the room that it was being played in, but the whole entire house.
We were asked to leave.
Yeah. Apparently, our magic potions and spells were...
That was about, what, ninth grade, probably?
Eighth or ninth grade, something like that. So
it's been a while.
Yeah. So, we're going to try this out. You know, we're going to see what all the buzz is about.
Is there buzz for D&D in 2021?
Maybe.
Okay, let's go with it.
I mean, how much was this?
Oh, you can't put a price on that. At least not a price more than
$12.99.
Oh. Dungeons & Dragons is...
Is this a board game or is this like a...
Well, it's called a role-playing game.
Oh.
And we're going to have a special guest who's going to help us because as anyone who knows Dungeons & Dragons, and that does not include us, you need a dungeon master. Mm-hmm. You need someone to guide the players through the story game thing stuff. So E-Dubs.
Yes. He's coming in live to walk us through this and probably quit.
Yeah. Well, someone's going to quit.
Yeah.
That's the only way these games end.
Because as soon as I throw a magic spell or potion at somebody, it's going to... This is going to be a first for us. Like, I just never got into the fairy tale stuff.
Magic
wands and this. Yeah. This is bordering the Harry Potter stuff for me. So
I'm going to say you're on record multiple times stating how much you hate this stuff.
Yeah.
But what made you decide this is what we're going to do?
Well, we need a good topic for a show.
Is that a reference to today's show?
Well, we decided that, you know, apparently D&D is a thing right now, and I guess it's popular again. Or maybe it never was, or I don't know.
Okay. I think it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're not going to do any preparation. We're going to go in cold.
Yeah.
We're going to do not our best, but we're going to do okay.
We're not going to do any prep. I know it's outside the normal for this show, but.
Yes. But it's going to be exciting. E-Dubs will be here.
Yep.
And we'll play as long as it takes. It could be 5 minutes. Could be 2 hours.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, we should probably set a time limit. We don't want to end a game. I mean, we really might get into this. We don't know. I mean, it might be like I am the goblin wizard or something, and I'm like, oh, look at all this power and control I have, and it means nothing out there in the real world. But we'll see.
You never know.
You never know. You got to go into an open mind.
Yeah, I give it about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we'll have a backup plan, but our plan is to do Dungeons & Dragons live on Facebook, on YouTube, this Sunday, barring any oversleepiness by E-Dubs.
Yeah.
He's got to get up.
Up in the world. Breathe the fresh air.
All right.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's right. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Turkey Day tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in Baloney Nation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And final words.
Keep everyone safe. Wash your hands.
Wow. Getting very serious.
Wear a mask. Don't touch doorknobs. It's not safe.
All right. Keep it sleazy, Jim Deasy.
Always.